Well, England's soccer fans are dealing with crushing disappointment after losing the European Championship to Italy in a dramatic penalty shootout. Dashed was the England dream that this was the year they would bring that trophy home. But the loss has again also exposed the ugly underside of all that passion. After the match, there were violent riots in London, racist abuse was hurled at the players, and warnings were issued about a spike in domestic violence across the UK. Rachel Mealy reports.
As more than 60,000 fans packed inside Wembley Stadium watched, Bukayo Saka stepped up to take England's fifth shot in the penalty shootout.
Pressure on a 19-year-old. And now Italy win. They're European champions for only the second time. 53 years after the first, a long wait is over for the Azzurri.
And with that, the hopes of a soccer-mad nation were dashed. England's manager, Gareth Southgate, says the team is taking the loss hard.
But of course, tonight, the devastation of getting so close and not being able to give our country the trophy that we wanted to is difficult to put into context. You can imagine how the dressing room is.
Catherine Ordway is Assistant Professor of Sports Management at the University of Canberra. She says the penalty shootout is an incredibly nerve-wracking way to decide the outcome.
I think it's a really, in a way, stressful way to end what has been an incredible tournament. To have two teams of this calibre coming to the end of the match and having to go into penalty shootouts is extremely stressful, particularly for those individuals that have been nominated to have to take the penalties.
19-year-old Saka is a rising star of the game, but will now be remembered for the penalty he missed. Other young players, Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford, also missed their shots. Dr. Ordway says it's the ultimate in sporting pressure.
But I think it puts so much pressure on the shoulders of these young men. And yes, they're professionals, but it is more than, I think, humans should have to bear. It's really too stressful. You look at the amount of crowd enthusiasm and passion that's involved in something like a Euro Championships or a World Championships, and the follow-up that occurs with the criticism that continues for some players for decades if they miss a penalty.
England's manager Gareth Southgate was trying to relieve some of that pressure from the individual players. He took the blame for the team's loss and says he made the decisions about who was going to take the shots.
I just said to them that we could have no recriminations. We win and lose together. Nobody is left out on their own, and that the calls for the penalties were mine. My decision to ask the players to take the penalties that they did.
Catherine Ordway says teams need to spend more time helping their players cope with grief.
So this psychology around mourning and loss and grieving in sport is a very new one, and I think that we're going to watch it grow as time goes on, because we're putting much more emphasis around athlete welfare and mental health is much more to the fore than it ever has been before.
But it's not just about the emotions of the players. Statistics from the UK show that when the national team loses, domestic violence in England surges by close to 40%. Dr. Ordway says it's a global problem.
And we've really got to address this in our communities and as part of the sport community about attitudes towards women and how we better deal with responses to loss.
Dr. Catherine Ordway is Assistant Professor of Sports Management at the University of Canberra, speaking there with Rachel Mealy.